Number three, awareness is the same as sati. Sati is the pure awareness before the knowing.
So this definition is very important. Huh? Understand it. Then when you meditate, you can actually use this as an understanding. That's why you must meditate with understanding. So when you understand this, you know what is awareness. Your sati is awareness before the knowing. The moment you know, you are not aware already. You understand or not? The moment you know means you perceive. Yeah? When you perceive, the word come out. Yeah? The concept. Yeah? The whatever ideology and all those things. The labeling. Then all this will trigger of the memory, yeah, to actually recall. No? Then your habitual tendency, your phobia, your whatever belief system, all come in and stir your mind. Understand or not? So this is something you must understand. If I don't perceive with the aggregates of mind, if I don't do all the sankhara sanya activity inside, then without thought I am peaceful. Yeah. Without thought, no duality, yeah. No word, no this, no that, isn't it?
Yes.
So what is that thing? That pure nature is your true mind. That's why it's tranquility, stillness, that has clarity, that can observe, understand? But the moment the thought comes in, how can you be aware? I already said, living being can do only one thing at a time. Either you're silent, completely aware, and spatial awareness to be aware of the whole spectrum of whatever that go on within the phenomena or within the moment. If you are not in this state, the other one possibility is what? You create thought, lost in thought. When you lost in thought, you preoccupy what you are thinking, your emotion, your fear, your insecurity. So when you are doing all those things, how can you return to awareness? Then like Tracy said, he said, I try to silence or meditate, but a lot of memory thinking non-stop coming along. This is what normal people will realize because they cannot be silent. So what they do? They come up with method and technique lah. Focus lah. Stop the mind from running away. Understand? So when you do all those, you actually create the conditioned mind which is focusing, energy field. Yeah, you kill all your thinking into one point. Let the energy build up so you don't think. But the moment this energy is no more there, means you lost your ability to go into jhana, concentration, all things, you go back to square one, understand? Your thought proliferate again. Because all this training using the thought base on the energy field, one point and absorption, all, you will go into deep samadhi or samatha. They call it apana. Once you are inside there, the mental hindrances are all suppressed. That is like you have that silent mind as well. But the thought cannot move. So what they used to call it is no thought. They have no thought. Which is true. Fourth jhana, no thought. And they say equanimity. Do you agree? But it's a conditioned state. What they say is correct. But they didn't realize one thing. Who is the one that said no thought? It's a thought, isn't it? So, no thought is a thought. Understand? This one is very important. No thought. Who say this?
The thought.
It's a thought. So, no thought is a thought. That's why it's thought-based meditation. Understand? Because you kill everything into one point. And this is the thought that is holding the thing, and you say you have no thought. If you really aware that you have no thought, there is no word on it, isn't it? No thought, the person who say this, is actually a thought. You are still within the field of thought, isn't it? Because you need the energy to hold it and make it no thought. That's why I say it's a conditioned state, isn't it? Not a free mind. So this is not a free mind, understand not? we need is a free mind in pure awareness to observe, to insight, to develop the understanding. So now you see why thought base is dead. Understand? Huh? Even all your jhana, your absorption, one point, whatever. This is what is happening. Because they got no other way to keep the mind quiet. Understand? So they come up with method and technique and all the skillful means. And you know why they do that? The method and technique is to hold your thought. That's why the jhanic factor is what? Apply the thought there, understand? Huh? That sustain the thought there until that thought cannot move. Understand? Huh? And then you experience piti, sukhang, then one-pointedness. That's why the jhanic factor is not a free mind. Understand? Huh? Who apply thought? Huh? The thought apply thought. Huh? Then the thought sustain thought. Yeah, he said, this is meditation. But after that, no thought. But everything kill into one point. Understand? May you suppress it. Understand? And it's a conditioned state of mind. So you need the energy and the object of meditation to get hold of that state. When you grow old, huh? When you're very weak really, you lose your ability to go into jhana. You have no more energy. Understand? Huh? At that time, they're miserable. Then they realize, how come now I cannot be in that state? My mind cannot be in stillness. My mind cannot be in a state of no thought. The jhana experience all. Yeah. Then what happened? There is nothing to suppress the mental hindrance. Then the hindrance come out. Then they start to doubt. That is the first hindrance to come out. What happened? How come now I cannot do all those things already? Then with the doubt, what happens? The mind starts to, like the normal hitless human being, like and dislike, understand? Or? Then restless. Then after a while, not like last time in jhana, never sleepy. Then very tired, sleepy, you know what I'm saying? So sensual desire, ill will, sensual desire and ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt, everything appears. Then they realize their spiritual faculty gone. Then what happened? They are like ordinary putujana, understand? Then they lose faith. They develop very strong doubt. And they don't know what to do. But they dare not tell people, understand? Because they are doing thought-based. So hopefully, with this, you develop better understanding.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Sadhu.